But Luke declares in Luke 1:33, and he shall reign over the house of who? Jacob. How long? And of his what? Kingdom there shall be no end. That's the kingdom I'm a part of. That's the kingdom you're a part of. Those of us that have been born again, that's the kingdom we're a part of. A kingdom that will never end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Peter said, now watch this now. Then Peter says in 1 Peter 3:22. I got it up there? Okay. All right. Yeah, it's coming. 1 Peter 3:22. Who is gone where? Who is gone into heaven and is on where? The right hand of God. Who? Angels and authority and powers being made subject unto him. See, this Jesus, the name we're going to talk about, he came here through that covenant that God and Abram established, where God changed his name to Abraham. And from that moment that the covenant was established, from that moment, 42 generations later, here come the promised seed. He came here and he defeated as a man anointed of God. He defeated every work of darkness. There was not a sickness. There was not a disease. There was no poverty situation. There was no demon operation in humanity when he was confronted with, or they brought them to him that he didn't master. Demons had to flee, sickness had to go, and poverty had to flee. Hello. Hallelujah. And then after he walked under the broken covenant, are y'all listening to me? Other word, let me say it like this. As he walked under the covenant that was set up, and it had to be finished because it was a covenant that couldn't fulfill God's promise to you. Are you hearing me? So he fulfilled it so he could close it out. If you're right in chapter 1, you can't get to chapter 2 until you finish chapter 1. Anybody in the house? And there was something, and what's in chapter 1, you can't put it in chapter 2, or should I say chapter 2 got something different from chapter 1. So this new covenant has something better for you. Are y'all in the house today? I said this new covenant has something better for you. In the old covenant, you were not included. Glory to God. Your descendants from the Gentile race of people under that present covenant, they was excluded. They was not in the covenant of promise. They was excluded. But in this new covenant, they was included. Hallelujah. And so now that he finished the work, we're not going through all that. Now that he finished the work, Peter said, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. And look what's subject to him. Angels, authorities, powers, being made subject unto him. That means I don't care how many angels, I don't care what kind of authority that exists, they are subject to him. Amen. Then in Colossians chapter 1, and verse 13 and 14, look what he did. Look what he did. Are you with me? Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 1:13 says what? Who had delivered us from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. And has translated us into what? The kingdom of his. Oh, Lord, we're in the kingdom with him, where he rules over what? Angels. Authority. And what else? Powers. We are in the kingdom. Because what did it say? Who has delivered us from the kingdom of what? Darkness. What is in the kingdom of darkness? Spiritual death. Separation from God. Sickness and disease. Poverty and lack. Destruction and misery and sorrow and suffering. But the word said he delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. That means whatever's in the kingdom of darkness, I've been delivered from it. You've been delivered from it. It has no more authority or rule over you and me. Hallelujah. So that's why it's not good to just sit up in church or go through life and be ignorant of what the word says. Because we are somebody to be reckoned with. We are the body of Christ. Say that with me. We are the body of Christ. Amen. I'm going to say it again. We are the body of Christ, who has been delivered. What did it say? Who has delivered us? From where? The power of darkness. Darkness is here. That tells me if I've been delivered from the power of darkness, darkness has power. Yeah. Darkness has power, but we've been delivered from that power that has defeated that power. And we're in the kingdom of God. And in that name, there is a name, you know. I said, there is a name, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Translated into the kingdom of his dear son. In whom? In him, in Jesus. We have what? Redemption. How? Through his blood. Even what? The forgiveness of sin. Other words, if my sin been forgiven, they've been remitted. That means if God don't remember my sin and he made me new, you guess what? Guess what? If my sin been remitted and been removed, that means I no longer have any sin. That don't mean I won't sin. It just means I've been delivered from sin. Through ignorance, that's what we do. That's why we ought to feed on the word so we don't go against the word of God. I was telling someone, and I'm going to tell this. I was telling someone about my dear friend. Some of you knew him. And he had asked me to, because they saw the exercising, and he asked me to do his funeral when he passed. He said, I want you to do it because nobody else. And God had joined us together, and I ministered to him, and so forth. And I won't go into detail. Let me tell the story.